Okay, when I decided on the topic, I was a little concerned. The water crisis, I was looking for reflection and growth. I thought, well, what happens if by the time this year comes around, well, beyond the water crisis, unfortunately, we're not beyond it yet. The Mirat Hashem, hopefully the next few days, we'll have a lot of bracha and a lot of rain. But I figured that if we do get beyond it, we can at least speak about the effect of the rains will be, and to understand from the speaking about the crisis, we understand what the solution means and what the relevant significance of it is about. Now, basically, what I like to speak about today is how Chazal approached a drought and how we approach a drought. And I think it's important that before we begin with that, to understand that on some level, I'm talking about Metzius today. What does it mean, Metzius? I'm not talking about what should be. I'm talking about what's done. So, and I mean what's done, if you look, what should be. So it seems, if you look at the Gemara, at source number one, the Mishnayos Maseches Tainis, it seemed that when there wasn't enough water, there wasn't enough rain, very quickly, they started to fast. In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if Rosh Chodesh Kislev came, well, Yordu B'Shamim, and rain did not come down, Bethlehem would go there, Shalosh Tainios, Bethlehem would decree three fast days, Al Tzibur, and these fast days were minor fast days. You were allowed to be eat and drink at night, and you were allowed to do malacha, and you were allowed to wash and anoint, and it's just basically a fast day during the daytime, which would be similar to Sarah B'Teves, that you're not allowed to eat and drink. However, if these fast days passed and nothing happened, then Bezdin would be goes at three more fast days. And these fast days were more serious. What does that mean? There were 24-hour fast days. You would only be allowed to eat and drink until Shkia of the fast day. You wouldn't allow to do malacha. You wouldn't be allowed to wash. It would be very, very similar to Tisha B'Av. And then if these fast days passed and the rain did not come, then Bethlehem would be goes there, decree another seven fast days, altogether 13. And in these, you would even close the stores, and then you would open the store at the end of the fast on some level, and on Thursday in order to prepare for Shabbos. And then then at these fast days, they would, there was Machlokes Zeichus when it started, but towards the end, there would be special tefillos, which we'll speak about in a few minutes. And if these days, Mishnah Zion, if these fast, all 13 fast days passed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer us, then it would be like the 9 days. You'd have to minimize business. You wouldn't be able to build, to plant. We wouldn't be able to get married. You wouldn't be able to have Shiva Shalom to ask people who they are. We have to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense. It's pushing us off and putting us in Chayrim. And then they would fast until Nisan. Once Nisan passed and the rain did not come, that was already a Siman Klala. And they bring from Araya from Sefer Shmuel. And we know today, we don't do that. And the question is, why is it today? And as I understand it, I just saw recently this drought that's been lasting over 5 years. I saw somewhere else that someone said it's the worst drought we've faced in 900 years in the Mediterranean basin. How they know that, I don't know. But there's no question that we're in a very serious drought. And we don't fast. Now, one reason why we don't fast is obviously because we don't realize how serious it is, because we turn on the faucet, right? And the water comes. We also know that Israel is becoming an expert in desalination, in desalinate water. And, in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's trying to send us messages, and we're finding a way to ignore the messages. It reminds me of a story, the Bistrol Salanter. So when the Haskalah, Enlightened, first started, he said that it was very part, in those days, so those who were going with the times, so it was considered very stylish to wear glasses, even if you didn't need glasses. It was stylish to walk with a cane, and also it was stylish, I guess, not to grow a beard, as maybe today it is also. And Rosh Hashanah said, look what the Yetzer Hara is doing, what he accomplished. In the olden days, so a person would know, he gets older, it's time to do tshuva. How does he know it's time to do tshuva? It's a couple of things. He puts on glasses. He has to wear it. He has to have a cane because it's hard to walk. And then his beard goes gray and white. But he says, today, everyone wears glasses. Everybody has a cane. And he says, people shave. So in a certain sense, similar to us, it's very difficult for us to recognize the challenges because we seem to have solutions. But there's no question if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sending rain, there's a very clear message for us that we have to try to digest, understand, and obviously to react to the message in a specific way. Now, and how do we react? So, I think I'm not sure actually how everyone reacts, but one of the ways to react is that there's a tefillah in Shmon Esrei, in Shema Koleinu, that's called Vanenu Bori Olam Midas Harachmin. And this it says that in Shema Koleinu, when there is a drought, you need rain. So then, once it's declared, so then everyone should say it. We'll actually speak about when you should say it. The Iker, the most important person to say this, by the way, is the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur has to say it. Rabbi Chiel Michal Tchachinsky brings down that when they had fast days for rain, and not fast days like mentioned by Chazal, one fast day where they fasted, you know, just in the daytime. So then, at Mincha, they would say, the Chazan would say this bracha in Shema Koleinu. Because this is really on behalf of the Tzibur. The custom has to become that when they say it, the Yechid individual say it, and the Shliach Tzibur says it. So where does this prayer come from? Where does it come from? Now, where it comes from, in original format, so when there was a fast day, the day of the Chazal, and then on those towards the end, the last few fasts, when we realized the situation was very critical, so then they would add brachas to Shemoneh Esrei. There were 24 brachas. So in the Shema Koleinu, they would add this tefillah, Baneinu Bori Olam Midas Harachmin. It's mentioned by the Torah. That's where it comes in the original format. But where is the idea of mentioning this on a regular day when there isn't a fast day? Actually, it's fascinating. This originated in the Chutz Lareitz, all right? And I will, Mirz Hashem, I will come back to it later in the shir. But where did it come from? So I'm discussing why we don't fast today like we did in the days of Chazal. And I'm not trying to defend. I mean, I am trying to defend. Okay, but I'm not stating my opinion. I'm just stating the reality. The reality is we don't have, for some reason, the custom has developed that we don't have the fast days. And Hakamas Medinas Yisrael, when the state of Israel was founded, so as we know, before the state was founded, there were those that were very much against the state. Okay, and then certain gadolim, rabbanim, and then after the establishment of the state, so there was a meaning of the rabbanim, and one rabb says, well, what are we going to do now? The state has been founded. He says, it's not so good the state was founded. And someone else said, you know, whether it's good or it's not good, the reality is there's our state, and we have to deal with it. I think the state was good. But in other words, we have to always have to recognize the reality. And the reality today, for whatever reason it is, we don't have these series of fast days. And the question really is why. So first of all, I want to speak about why it is that we don't have the fast days of Chazal. And why is also that in general we don't see the Tzibur being goes there regular fast days. And I remember when I was 14 years old, there was a terrible, terrible tragedy in Chicago. A family went swimming like Michigan and two children drowned. And at that time, they said everyone should fast a half a day or a full day. And at that time, they said people should stay by Echal. But from time to time, we do have fast days, and we don't see that the Rabbanut is quick to decree fast days. One of the reasons is because people have a very hard time. I would just say what I heard from my father. My father, he fasted on that fast day, at that time of the tragedy, but he said we should not lay in Vayichal. Why not? Because Rav Chaim held that you don't really have a fast day of the Tzibur today besides Asar B'Teves, Shivas Shabbatamos. When did that come up? When during, in Russia, there were some pogroms, and at that time they wanted to be Gozer, decree fast days, and the Chavetz Chaim decreed a fast day, and Rav Chaim Brisker was very much against it. And Rav Chaim Brisker told the Chavetz Chaim that you can only have a fast day if you're sure that will, besides the four fast days, and obviously the time of Esther and Yom Kippur, you can be sure that Tzibur will come to Tshuva. And therefore, since he says the key of a fast day, an extra fast day, is to come to Tshuva. So if we fast and it's not going to bring the tshuva, there's no reason to have those extra fast days. That was a Chaim Shita. And it's probably based on the fact that the Rambam Hilchos Tanya says that when you go ahead and you have a fast day because it's an Eish Tzara, I think it's the Rambam Perek Aleph, it's an Eish Tzara, so he says, then the Darkei HaTshuva. When it comes to
Shivas B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Tzom Teves. There the Rambam says in Parak Hey, Liftoach Darkei Tshuva. To somehow pave the way to do Tshuva. But the extra fast days, if you want to declare the fast day, there it has to be Midashi Tshuva. And therefore, if you're not going to do Tshuva, there's no Kiyum. And therefore, Chaim felt that we shouldn't have a fast day. Parenthetically, Chaim was not crazy about fasting in general. So I'm not sure if those two points came together. As I understand it, in Rav Chaim's house, except for Yom Kippur, and I think Tisha B'Av, I'm not sure even, but he says, he didn't let anybody fast, because he felt that everyone was a cholah she'ein bo sakana, and that was his custom. I understand that my grandfather, Moshe Soloveitchik, didn't fast any of the fast days until he got married and moved out of the house. Alright, that was Shita. So, but the bottom line is, it seems that, I would feel that maybe the reason why we don't have these one day fasts anymore is because it might not accomplish the specific purpose of bringing tshuva. Okay, so let's discuss why is it that we don't have these fast days anymore, like they had in Eretz Yisrael at the time of Chazal. So the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis on Daf Yud Aleph Mavet, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, source number 2, Ein Tainis Tiv Bevavel El Tisha Bevavad. You want to have a Tainis Tzibur, where all that everything is usher forbidden, achila v'shtia, eating and drinking, and sicha, and we're anointing and washing and wearing shoes, and a 24-hour fast. In Babel, in Chutzlaret, that's only on Tisha B'Av. There's no such concept of going ahead and setting another day as a fast day because of the lack of rain. So source number 3, Rashi says, the Indian is, what do you mean there's no time to see from above? So Rashi points out that as far as an extra fast day, the extra stringencies, so where they acted like they were mourning, and he goes through, the only day in Babel you do that, in Babel, by the way, is Chutz Laretz, was Tisha B'Av alone. And then source number 4, Tosis says, so why is that? Why is it that they didn't have a fast day in Babel? And Tosha says, because there was never a need, Perish, in source number 4, Shehoyalem Harvig Gishamim. In Babel, they had a lot of rain. There was never a need for fasting, and that's why, as you know, in Chutz Laretz, they asked for rain from December 4th until Pesach, and not in the summer, because we follow Babel. In Babel, they didn't need to ask for rain for as much of the year as we do in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Tosha says. So if you look, source number 5, 6, and 7 is the Ramban. And Ramban raises the same question. I broke it down just to be able to focus on each part of the Ramban. And Ramban asks the question in source number 5. Ramban asks, why is it that we don't have a fast day in Babel or in the rest of Chutz Laretz? And he mentions what the Tosfos said in source number 5. Because with Nesha ain't shlichel matzah kolkach, in Babel it only rained so much. Maybe that was the Fertile Crescent they don't need, and therefore we're not gozer atinus. So he asks the question, he says, if that's the case, so in Babel we shouldn't have a fast day, but you can have a fast day in other parts of Europe, of the world. And for example, there were definitely parts of Europe where there was a concern, there was a drought. We'll come back to this, but the Rush, who lived in Spain, was once actually paskin that they should keep saying the same Talmud Lebracha after Pesach. Is a very famous Rush. He says, so why don't we fast in the rest of Chutz Laretz? And also he says, okay, so we don't have to fast for rain, but we have to fast for other purposes. There were tragedies that happened in Babel besides rain, so why is it that we don't have, he says, why is it we don't have fast days in Babel and Chutz Laretz? So that's source number 5. And source number 6, so the Ramban quotes the Ravid. And the Ravid, the two answers are given. The first answer the Ravid says is because, as we saw, because Babel Tovani Ninu, there's a lot of water. And therefore he says, and the Ravid jumps, and the Ravid says, that can't be the reason. Why can't that be the reason? That can't be the reason because in Babel, that cannot be the reason, because in Babel, because we fast Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is not because of rain, so you can have one of these very serious fast days, even for a reason besides water. And then he says, same question he says. So then he goes on and he says, you know, he mentions another reason. He says, another reason is because in Babel, they weren't gozer of fasting. This is very important. Alright? Because they were very poor. And be very difficult. So it says, because of that, they didn't want to be gozer of fasting of all the stringencies. In Babel, they were so poor. So he says, I don't know if it's historically accurate, but how could they go ahead and how could they tell people to not work another day? They needed every day they worked, they needed it. So how could they say, don't be gozer a fast day and not work? And then he goes on and he says, also, rechitza, sicha, because it wasn't so healthy living in Babel. It wasn't the best environment, the healthiest environment. And also, in terms of wearing shoes, it's very difficult not to wear shoes. So that reason in Babel, they weren't gozer fast. So Ramban quotes it. Ramban says he doesn't like that. Because he says, if that's the case, that he says that that's in Babel because they were so poverty-stricken, right? So fine, just say in Babel there's no fast days, but how about in the rest of Europe? How about in Spain? So he says it could be we wanted to keep all of Chutzlaret together, and that's the reason why we all follow, people in Chutzlaret always follow what they did in Babel in terms of asking for rain. The Ramban gives that and mentions that answer, and he says, and maybe some things you could have been knowing in Babel, but they wanted to make it uniform halacha, and they said therefore there's no fact that's in Babel because in Babel the environment is not great, it's not such a healthy environment, and in order to keep chutzlars all the same, they said we're going to keep this halacha in every single place, and therefore you can't have fast days in chutzlars. And Ramban says when we call makom dvarim chalushim him. He says, this is very weak, and then he says like this. He says, what's the reason why we don't go ahead and we're not gozer a fast day in Babel? He says, because who's gozer a fast day? Bezdin is gozer a fast day. And who is Bezdin? Bezdin to be those who have smicha. And he says, today, in Babel, they didn't have smicha. They didn't have the real smicha from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And for that reason, and that's all they had, and for that reason, they wouldn't be able to be gozer a fast day in Babel. So according to that, that's the reason why we can't be gozer fast days now in Eretz Yisrael, because we don't have the real smicha. So that's one reason. Then he goes on, and he says another reason. He says, Tisha B'Av is Gzeres HaNaviyim. But in order to have one of these extra fast days, it has to be decreed by Beis Din. And Beis Din means those with the real smicha. The smicha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua was handed down generation after generation, which did not exist in Babel, it only exists in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Ramban says something else, source number 7. And he quotes to Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says like this. He says that Yotze Chosam Michedro, that when there's a fast day, the chassan has to leave his room. Who is the chassan? This is the nasi. The kalam mechupasas de abdesin. So, in other words, in order to have a fast day, everyone has to join in. And Rav Cheldo says to Rav Yudin Nasi, who was the nasi in Eretz Yisrael, the prince, he says, you have to go ahead and you have to join the tzibur. You have to join the tzibur in the fast. And if you don't join the tzibur in the fast will not have any effect. And, then Rabbi Yossi said, the fast that we do, second line, have no effect because we don't have a nasi. And that's the reason why there's no fast day in Babel, the Ramban says, because there's no nasi. What's the point of nasi? He goes on, that he mentions the Mar Mesachis Tainis, the Chafdal Amad Aleph, that once there was a Tainis that was Nigzar, and they can imagine, he says, and they didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish was Doli Ador. And, you know, all of a sudden, they hear it's a fast day, and they think, oh my gosh, no one told us. So Rosh Chodesh got very upset. You know, where's the Kabbalah Torah? So I'm not going to fast. You're out asking me? And Rav Yochanan says to Rosh Chodesh, his words were, he says, Anan Basraya Garina, we go after the Nasi. What does that mean? The Nasi represents Klal Yisrael. And in order to have a fast day, it has to be done by all of Klal Yisrael. So if the Nasi says it's a fast day, that means all of Klal Yisrael does the fast day. And for that reason, you can't have a tainus tzibur in chutzlaretz because there's no nasi. What does a tainus tzibur mean? A tainus tzibur means that everyone fasts.
If you don't have a Nasi, who is uniting the Tzibur? Who's leading the Tzibur? And for that reason, there was no kindness in Chatzaret because they didn't have a Tzibur in Chatzaret altogether. And that's the reason, obviously, why we can't have these fast days today, because unfortunately we lack a Nasi. And what the Nasi did is the Nasi united all of Klal Yisrael together. All of Klal Yisrael together. The prince, we united all of Klal Yisrael together. And then the Ramban goes, that's the basic reason why we don't have these fast days. And it seems from the Ramban, these fast days in Eretz Yisrael stopped from the time they stopped having the Siyam. When did they stop having the Siyam? Well, they definitely had the Siyam until the time of Abaye v'Rava, all right? Because that's when Hillel HaSheni made the calendar. And as I understand it, there were Nesiyam in Eretz Yisrael even after that. The question is, were those Nesiyam accepted really as a Nasi? I don't know. But when is a Nasi you can have these fast days? You have these fast days in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlars you can't have it. Today, unfortunately, we don't have a Nasi. Today, we don't have anybody who can unite all Klal Yisrael as one. And if that will happen, then at that point, we probably will not have a problem for rain anyway, so we won't need the fast days. But that is what Ramban says. And then Ramban adds it. And Ramban says, however, even though we don't have a kind of Tzibur, if you want to go ahead and have the special tefillah, 24 brachas, that you can do. If you look at source number 7, 4 lines from the bottom, Avla inyan tefilos mispalden chavdal lebrachos. As far as the tefilos are concerned, we daven 24 brachas b'chutz laretz. U'masriyan, and we blow shofar. And you can even say ne'ilah, as I said. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with asking for more rachamim. And he says, and he actually quotes it, he says, the Rambam feels that these extra fast days are only done when there's rain, but he says, if another tzorah, if another challenge, a tragedy is facing Klal Yisrael, and it's not lack of rain, then the Rambam says, you can still have extra brachas. And therefore, according to the Rambam, we can say the extra brachas. And if you look at source number 8 and source number 9, the Ritva says the same thing. He says, V'data ga'onim zal, shlo nemar elo l'inyan, chumrei iser hayom, v'has to give yom, u'shari inyan. So the ga'onim say, we only say this, as far as the chumrei iser hayom, has to be, as far as adding, as starting the fast from Shia, and all the extra inuyan, not washing, not using, not anointing, avo l'inyan filos v'akashas. So then, it's sign of Sibirhu that we don't need a tzorach for Xeris Hanasi. And every Sibur is allowed to Nabakash Rachim himself. He says, and therefore, Ritva says, even our fast days, which are not 24 fast days, there's Ne'ilah and the extra 7 brachos, and blowing the shofar, Kimbov Eretz Yisrael, in Chadish will blow shofar during davening. The Torah goes through the whole process that he did. He says, and this is what the Gaonim did. And he says, the question is, you might say, just a second, even when they had the fast days, the 13 fast days in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 fast days were, it was only a day fast. They didn't have these extra special tefillos. So he says, the reason why they didn't have the extra tefillos on the first 3 fast days, according to every single sheet, doesn't my focus, but the middle fast days, was because these tefillos can only be said when the situation is extremely critical. That's when you go ahead and you add extra brachas. So the first 3 fast days, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, yeah, it's a problem. We have to daven, but it wasn't critical just yet. So for that reason, he didn't do it. But he said, it's nothing to do with a 24-hour fast day. It has to do with a critical situation. We should go ahead, and we should say the extra brachas. All right, now, that's what he says. That's what he says in source number 8. Source number 9, he says, and this is very important, Nimso Lamad, Shal Inyan Chomer Yom HaKainis, as far as the chumrah of a tainus, so you have to stop. You need a tainus tzibur, and everyone has to agree. Everyone has to agree together. We have to come together as one tzibur. And because we can't do that, even if we're all doing the same thing in our own shuls, we're still not one tzibur. But for the brachas, every single tzibur is allowed to impose upon their tzibur to daven nila and to add extra brachos. However, he says like this: only ela bahagia eish tzara, only when it's a time of tsar, of great persecution, or a very tense time, v'hashad dechuka, and you need rachamim. Kach kibazi l'shita zu, We shouldn't move from that. So the Ritva holds, as we say, that when it's a time of tremendous, tremendous tzar, it's very critical, that's when you go ahead and you add extra tefillos. How come we don't do that? I think the reason we don't do that, very simply, is, I mean, it could be that we never think it's very, very critical, right? And number two is, even though every tzibur can go ahead and can be mechayim, their tzibur to do it, we don't have one big tzibur, and we don't have the achdus today to mechayim every tzibur in the world to do it. So the reality is we don't do it. So what do? So we do is we add the special bracha in just the special chosaf addition to Shema Kaleinu, Vaneinu Bari Olam. Where does it come from? So I was shocked to see, did a little research into this. This idea of adding an extra tefillah to Shema Kaleinu began in Chutz Laaretz. Now, that being said, I did a little research. I pulled down my Otsara tefillos, and it wasn't in there. Okay, and then I actually was speaking to them and says, "Yeah, no sinner in Chutz Laaretz has it," and I actually have. My father's sitter, I went to check. My sitter, we're also doing for Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. My father's sitter, and doesn't have it. However, the custom, as we'll see in Europe, the Chaya Adam mentions it, or Hashulcha mentions it, was to add this to Shema Chalei in the time of the drought. Where did this come from? So, the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Monastery, Hilchas Tefillah, so he asks the question, what happens if you live in a region where they need rain between Pesach and Sukkot? We have a problem. Because we say v'stein hamot l'vracha in Chutz Laaretz between December 4th and Pesach. And if you really have if you live in Chutz Laaretz where they need rain at a different time of year, how do you ask for rain then? How do you ask for rain? Now, to ask in the summer is very problematic because in summary, you're not supposed to ask for rain. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do in that situation where you have to go ahead and you need rain in the summer? Shulchan Aruch says, don't ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu. You ask for rain in Shema Koleinu. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get it from? The Gemara asked Anshei Ninveh, they need the rain, right? And they ask, how should we ask for rain? They need the rain in the summer. So they were told by Chazal, go ahead and ask for rain, you know, in Shema Koleinu, not in Baruch Aleinu, because you should not separate yourself from the rest of the world. That's what the Chazal told the Anshei Ninveh. Now, many Rishonim say that's the halacha, that if there's a region in Chutz Laaretz that requires rain in the summer, you only ask in Shema Koleinu because you shouldn't separate yourself from the rest of the world. The Rosh, he holds, Anshei Ninveh was an exception, because that was a very small area. So a very small area inside a whole country, they can't ask for rain in Baruch Hashem if they need. But if you have a whole country that needs, Spain, France, then of course you can go in and ask for rain in the summer. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like other Rishonim, says no. We never ask for rain in the summer. Okay, only if you need it, you only ask in the Shema Kolim. Okay, so now they had a problem. There was a very serious drought in Europe at certain points, and they needed water. They couldn't ask for rain in Shema Baruch Aleinu. And as a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham mentions that there were. This, by the way, is in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and they needed rain, and they couldn't ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu because he's not allowed to. And supposedly there were some gedolim that did that, and because they did that, so they actually. If you look at source number 10, the da sheyesh min hagedolim sheziru the gam b'shach atzirus keshamim esplaining the most chama shetesav nishol v'shmeretz gila. So he says even when we don't have rain, we rain mikomakom. He says even in shomeret tefila, you should not say the same halamotar. Rach yirbu b'tachanunim b'psukim b'mizmorim. You should mention psukim to talk about rain. Shal mutter, and he says because of sheshnei gedolim nentual, is that two gedolim were punished for this. So therefore they had a problem. So what are they going to do? They need rain. They decided they're going to stay in Shema Koleinu. Avol yesh chokim b'zeh, and some argue and say no, you can't say it. Say no, mazal bracha, right? So in Shema Koleinu in that case. V'chein hamina pashul etzleinu, we do say v'zeh no mazal bracha. And it's Right, printed in the Siddurim, the Tefillah, Tirz Kesham, Shemad Tefillah, the Yeshva, the Stein HaMatra, the Ein LePachpek B'zeh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Chayyadim says also, when there is, you need rain in these countries in the summer, and you can't ask for Baruch Aleinu, where do you ask for it? In Shema Kaleinu. Okay, and this is where it came to Eretz Yisrael. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem of asking for rain in Baruch Aleinu, we say this Tefillah in Shema Kaleinu, the same Tefillah we say in Shema Kaleinu, the Sfarim incorporate into Baruch Aleinu. Alright? But then this is Eidot HaMizrach incorporates into Baruch Aleinu. However, it's fascinating that we incorporate the Shema Kaleinu, which was the way it did it during the time of the fast days. So I would like to ask, and B'derech HaShkafa, I'll come back to this, but I just what's the idea? It's very nice they did that in the Chutz La'aretz, but how come in Eretz Yisrael we don't say it in Baruch Aleinu? It would make much more sense. Okay, I'd like to come back to that. So now, when it comes to asking for rain, we have to understand that when it comes to Baruch Hu withholds the rain, there's something more going on. It's not just about rain. If it's just about rain, we would say it in Baruch Aleinu, and the fact of the matter is, you have to understand, saying in Baruch Aleinu is not enough. Maybe I should say, if we need rain, people start having more kavanah. And if you look at this, Aneinu Bar Yolam, we're asking for a lot more besides them for rain. A lot more. So, when there's a drought, what do we do? So if you look at source number 11, so it says, Seder Taniyo Shem Mishan of Eretz Yisrael al Shamim, is the luck we saw in the Mishnah. So when you need to fast in Eretz Yisrael because there's a lack of rain, so when the 7th of Mar Cheshvan comes and rain did not fall yet, then it's how we come and start to fast. He says, and not everyone is able to be that way. So it's interesting that the 17th of Cheshvan, it's already a warning sign, but not everyone fasts yet. And then in source number 12, what happens? Pashtu Gushamim, right? So he says, what happens if it rained? And then it didn't rain? And 40 days fast? Then you start fasting again, 40 days fast. So you could need the rain. You could need the rain. But unless 40 days fast, you don't fast. Unless 40 days pass, you don't fast. Even though you need the rain. And then Simon, Tapkabai and Hay, it says, the question is, are you Misano of the Shaman? You're fasting for rain. The Nenu, our Kadosh Baruch Hu answered us, Kama Yordim, how much rain has to come down that you should stop your fast? So it says, V'shiyichnasu ba'omek ha'aretz, ha'charov ha'tefach, once it goes down to the ground, the tefach, he says, it goes down to the ground, the tefach, v'bein l'shnei tzvachim, he says, the dry land, the tefach, and the land is not dry, shnei tzvachim, v'avod and worked, and land is worked on shlosh tzvachim, right? So he says, that's when you go ahead, that's when you can stop fasting. So it's not that we have enough rain, we had a rainfall. So we see when it comes to fasting for rain, number one, we all don't start fasting right away. Number two, when it comes to the rain, and even though you don't have enough rain, you still don't fast unless the rain stops for 40 days. And number three, you don't need all the rain to come in order to stop fasting. I saw an idea that when Kadosh Baruch Hu does not bring rain, it's not just we need rain. But in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his face from us. But we, you know, it says in the Pasuk, Eretz Asher Ne'eshem Al Chabav, or Eretz Hashana, Abad Ach Rishana. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on the land from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to bring the rain. So if we don't, and that's what the context of the Pesukim is talking about. So if we don't have rain, that means maybe, God forbid, on some level, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that I'm not looking at the land. So when we're dominating Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only about rain. It's about the fact that we want Kadosh Baruch Hu to show himself to us. We want to see Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, even if we don't, if you design Har Cheshvan, we don't all start fasting. Because it's not a sign yet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not showing his face. And even when we don't have all the water necessary, we can stop. Because at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown us his face. But when you don't have rain, it's not about you don't have enough water, you do have enough water. We're looking for Ein Hashem Kechaba. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. That's the idea. And I said at the beginning of this year, on some level, we think we turned the faucet on, and everything is okay, but Hashem is sending us a signal, a sign. Hey, I'm not really looking at you the way you want me to. So we're saying in Shema Koleinu, it's not only about rain. Because if it was only about rain, we would say the bracha in Baruch Aleinu. It's something more.
We want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to shine his face upon us. And that's why we add even more bakashas about Dever, Magefa, all these bakashas. That's one of the ideas of this. This is what
we're essentially asking for. Okay, so now, and this is the bracha, and that's why the Mishnah said that if the rain does not come, so what do? We don't feel sad because we might not live, God forbid. A drought's very dangerous. And then the source number one. So we said in Mishnah Zion, if these fast days pass, we weren't answered. We minimize our business. We don't, in terms of building and planting and weddings, we don't say hello to people. That might be Tisha B'Av. Why? K'b'nei Adam ha'nazufim la'makom. We're like people who are pushed away by God. What does that mean? When there's a lack of rain, on a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not showing his face. That's a tragedy. And that's what we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we need water, for sure. But we also need to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the feelings that we're asking for. We need to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's the purpose of Aneinu Bara Olam, and that's why maybe we say Nishma Kolenu. Now, just to the last segment of the shiur, a week and a half ago, So there was a big tefillah at the Kotel, all right. And Baruch Hashem, Jews get together of all types. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. On Friday, I was reading Arut Sheva, and I saw that they quoted from Rav Ariel from Machon HaMikdash. That, do you know why there's no rain? So he says, now obviously, Rav Ariel, you know, he's very into going on Har HaBayis. I personally don't go on Har HaBayis. That was my father's Shita. And it's not now to discuss that, but just understand where I was coming from when I heard what he said. You see, you know why there's no rain? So he quoted in Chagai Perek Aleph, when the Jewish people came back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. It says in source number 15, Yishna Shayim al Yavesh Malach Kodesh Hashid, Yom HaKadosh Yal Chag HaNavi, Yad Chag HaNavi, Al Zerubbabel, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He says like this, Ko Amar Hashem, Tzakos Leymar, Hazeh Ha'am Hazeh Amru, this nation says, Lo Eizbo Eiz Beis Hashem Libano. It's not the time to build the Beis HaMikdash. And by the way, at that time, my impression of the Adam is Mizbeach already, you're still Bachar Karbonis. They didn't want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, so Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu got upset, and he said, oh, it's the time to go ahead and sit in your houses. He says, there's a drought here. You want to know why there's a drought? There's a drought. The Navi says because you didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And I found these sukkim to be very telling. And I was very concerned about it for, I would say, a good 48 hours. What does it mean? Okay, because everything written down in the Navi has relevance for generations. So if it was written down, it's relevant to us. So the question is, should we start going out there and building the Beis HaMikdash? That would pose a big technical problem to me. I was very concerned about it. Now, it happened at my Friday night table, I pulled out the Chagai, and I went through, my Triyosar is missing, so I had to find my old Jerusalem Bible. And about the portion, I looked at it, and you know, I was very concerned that what's the mandate for us? And to say, Chagai's talking about his time doesn't apply to us. Everything in the Beam has relevance for generations. Okay, so Sunday morning, I pulled out the Treyosar in my shul, and I went through all the Meforshim, and you should know, the Radak, all the Rishonim said yes. Chagai said to them, do tshuva, start building the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Malbim, and he's on the page, was different. The Malbim was different. And remember, it's fascinating because all the Rishonim themselves, I don't know what they envisioned at that time. They were in Golis. Eretz Yisrael was a dream. The Malbim was connected on some level to Chibas Tzion. He already saw an awakening, people going back. For the Malbim, the Geula Shleima was not only real. You could start to feel it. There's a story in the book by Rabbi Tulishkin wrote in the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Zichron LeBracha that once my father came to visit one of my brothers who was in Camp Dan Yisrael. I didn't go to Dan Yisrael. And he says, one time it happened that the Lubavitcher Rebbe came to Dan Yisrael. My brother was there. And I know it was only one brother was in Dan Yisrael. And when my father came to visit my brother, so my father said to my brother, like, what, it was a very special, what did the Rebbe speak about? So he says, the Rebbe spoke about Mashiach. So he says, my father said to him, everyone talks about Mashiach. He says, yeah, but the Rebbe really means it, okay? So he said, I asked my brother the story, he still doesn't remember. But whatever, it's a beautiful story. Now, so everyone believed in Mashiach coming. He says, they knew it was coming, right? They were mamim, but the mamim could already feel what was going on because it was chibas tzion already. So the mamim understood. So what did the mamim say? If you look at source number 16, he says, because why do they say it's not the time? It wasn't because they're necessarily lazy. The mamim says, before the true geula, you need to see miracles and signs, and there should be mechemes go gemago. That's what he says. The heim roush shev esahi lo yashum davar min hachanos shetrichim yos kodem geula. He said, "There's nothing was there. We were in Eretz Israel. Amru lo es ba es ra'la shadayin lo yesh ha'eshi yachana. We don't even see the beginning, the preparatory grounds for the Beis Hamikdash." He says, the Eich Nemar Shiba Eich Abinyan, the Medayan Lo Yesh Eich Shetrich Lo Yosh Kodem Abinyan. Eich Oso Shva Mosim, it's not the time for miracles. And also, one of the signs of the Binyan was that we should be wrestling from enemies. And we're not wrestling from any enemies. And it's Eich Samanucha Lo Yigia, that we still are under control of the Malchei Mada Yaparas. See, he says, so what does Chagai answer? Chagai answers to them, "You're right." He says in Pasuk Zion, he says it's obviously Lechem Amar Hashem Achar She Min Habechina Hazos Tiru. He says Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants the Binyan Habayis. Waslomer Hachanas Harkozli Habayis the Ashkach Nabu and Avos Nagula. He says what are you waiting for? So Malvin says that you want to know the why that is. Ki al zeh yesh tnai shetasimul avakum darchechem. Hainu al darche nefesh tadlo shetetshuva letachin darchechem. Do tshuva, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So tnai is you have to do tshuva, and build the Beis HaMikdash. Other verses say, do tshuva for not building. The Malvin says, do tshuva, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. So I was thinking that what's the message Chag has given us? What's the message? The message is, if we talk about all these tragedies, there's no rain. We talk about the fact what happened in the fire in Brooklyn, it's a terrible tragedy. We talk about Rahman al-Islam, there's so many things happening, we should all talk about that. But no one gets up and screams, Chavar, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because once we focus on the Beis HaMikdash, maybe we can change our tshuva to be more appropriate to Beis HaMikdash. And I realized something interesting. This last Monday. I'm 54 years old. I've been saying Vuhu Rachum. Who knows how many years? I'd like to think I said it when I was a kotel, but I don't remember. Since I was bar mitzvah, I said Vuhu Rachum. And I realized this week that if you go through in Vuhu Rachum, so it goes through a list in almost every paragraph, a different tragedy we were trying to avert. We're talking about a magefa. We want to make that there shouldn't be a plague. We ask Hashem Baruch Hu to save us from enemies. What's the first thing we mention in Vuhu Rachum? The first thing? Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. That has to be first thing on a Jew's mind. Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. In the Yeratzons, after Kriyas HaTorah on Thursday, the first thing? The Beis HaMikdash. So, in other words, the bottom line is everything that we do, everything that happens, we have to realize in order to put our focus, yes, on the tragedies, but to realize and think that we have to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to face the Mikdash. We're very happy. Baruch Hashem, our Yadus is wonderful. We do so much. But we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash. We're lacking the Karbanos. We're lacking a part of Avodas Hashem. We have to really think about the Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, we're not ready to go ahead and start building a building. Because, yes,
for a Beit HaMikdash. Forget about the osos. We need achdus. It has to be that everyone together. The Beit HaMikdash has to be the. What makes the Beit HaMikdash special? It's the house of all Klal Yisrael. So if we can't get together, we can't build it. So we have to start thinking that we want the Beit HaMikdash. Then maybe we can get together and be one group. That is the idea. That's the message Chagai is sending us. Now, while I was thinking this through, I realized it's very nice that the first thing we talk about is the Beit HaMikdash and Behu Rachum and the Yiratzons. That's the last thing. We go through all our bakashas, and then we talk about the Kavah Shofar Gadol, Yerushalayim Ircha, then we should go ahead and we should build Yerushalayim. We don't mention the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and then we ask Tzamach David, and we ask for the Mashiach, Shema Koleinu, and then finally we would say the Avoda. So the Gemara in Mesechta Megillah discusses that. And the Gemara says very simply, you know why that is? It says very simply because there's an order of things. What's the order of things? The order of things is first we have to build you, we have to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Then obviously it's Kavah Shofar Gadol. Then obviously Hashiva Shofteinu. We've got to deal with the Supreme Court at some level. Okay? And then Olam Hashinim. Yerushalayim Yircha. We build Baruch Hashem. Yerushalayim is the state of building. Once we're building Yerushalayim, we can already put our expectations to the Mashiach. Right? We don't mention the Beit HaMikdash. And that's why the Rambam says that the Mashiach will build the Beit HaMikdash. How do you know who the Mashiach is? He's going to build the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says that. That first you have Yerushalayim. Then after Yerushalayim is built, Mashiach will come. Es Tzemach David. And then, what do we do next? Then we do Shema Koleinu. Why? Because before you start doing the Avoda, you have to daven the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech, the first day he consecrated the Beit HaMikdash, what did he do? It was a tefillah, you have to daven. And then after that comes the Avoda. So I want to mention, but so that's why in Shmon Esrei we go in that order. But Behu Rachum, because that's what's going to happen historically. But Behu Rachum, there the Beit HaMikdash is mentioned first. Now, when was Behu Rachum written? It's not really so known, but in the Tshuva Sargonim, it says, in the time of Aspicionus, Vespasian, the Tshuva Sargonim, Hurachum, so there was a boat, a ship that went to three places, and was in, it used, the Tshuva Sargonim used the word Europa, and one of the cities, I would assume, was, it was spelled Bordil, the Beit Vav Resh, Dalit, Yud Lamed, maybe it's Bordeaux, it sounds like French names, I don't know. And he says, when they came to the city Bordil, he says, what happened there is the ruler, the mayor of Bordil, was extremely, extremely happy to see the Jews, because he knows, it's always known, that when a Jew comes to a new country, he helps the country, he helps the economy, right? So at that point, it was very nice to them. Then what happened? This mayor passed away, his son came in, and his son, as we know, was not very nice to the Jews. And they found themselves in Makom Tzar, and then they made the paragraph of Hurachum. Now, this was in time of Vespasian, soon after the Churban, and throughout the generations, they added more and more tefillos. However, this is what Jewish people go ahead and do. The Jewish people, throughout the generations, always like to mention the Beit HaMikdash first. So just to summarize, and then we'll finish up, we asked the question. The question was, how come we don't have the fast days like we do in days of Chazal? And the answer essentially is that the reason on the fast days is because we need true achdus, we need achdus, we need a nasi to lead us. We don't have a nasi anymore. That's the problem. Mirtz Hashem, one day we'll have a nasi, we'll have true achdus. And however the tefillos we can make, and the reason the extra tefillos, we don't have the extra brachos for the very simple reason, because in order to say the brachos, you have to have achdus, I think, amongst all, the whole tzibur you have to have achdus. So for that reason, we only say the tefillah in Shema Koleinu, and as I said, since it's on behalf of the tzibur, the more important point of still doing this is the shliach tzibur should say it. However, it's good for individuals to say it. Then the obvious question is, why do we say it in Shema Koleinu? Because it's not just about rain. It's about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, seeing the fulfillment of the pasuk, Ein Hashem Elokecha Hashanah Reish Hashanah Barach Rishonah. And as the Navi Chagai says, that when there's a drought, so it's obviously because of the Beis HaMikdash. And that has relevance to us today because we live in Eretz Yisrael and we're very close to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And you know, what is being done today to prepare the grounds, what is being done that should be awareness, people should learn about the Beis HaMikdash, people should learn about the Avoda. All these ideas are very important. And obviously the most important is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel that our life is missing something. It's very important to have a Beis HaMikdash. And you know, Baruch Hashem, we can be happy of our Shmiras HaMikdash, how we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to realize that our Beis HaMikdash something is lacking. And that's what the rain is coming for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. So, in other words, the bottom line is, I hope we're going to have a good season, we're going to have a lot of rain, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is trying to wake us up. He's trying to say, you know what? It's great what's going on here in Eretz Yisrael. It's really wonderful. It's really wonderful. But to realize you're not there yet. Something's missing. And we have to know that it's so important. And as I say, we have to show we want the Beis HaMikdash, which comes by davening, learning about it. It's very important to learn about the Beis HaMikdash to show that when Beis HaMikdash comes, we'll be ready. First time we should be zocha to a nice storm next few days, a nice rain, we should see the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shine upon us. And we should be zocha to really want the Beis HaMikdash and get the Beis HaMikdash. A wonderful winter to all.